From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Bill Finn. The Missouri State Highway Patrol has released the names of the 4-year-old boy and the 37-year-old man found dead earlier this week in a rural area of eastern Missouri. The patrol on Wednesday identified the child as Bentley J. Turner and the adult as Monty Jason Barton, both residents of the small town of Bell, about 100 miles south of St. Louis. Autopsies are scheduled for Thursday to help determine the cause of death. The patrol says the investigation continues. Bentley was reported missing Monday night. The patrol says he had reportedly been with Barton, described as a family friend, since Saturday morning. Barton's vehicle was found in rural Gascogne County at 11:30 p.m. Monday. The bodies of the man and the child were found nearby. A crime commission is being formed in St. Louis County after a violent summer. Reports showed that County Executive Sam Page made the announcement Tuesday. The 9-member crime commission will coordinate the county's police, courts, and jails in an effort to reduce crime. Page says he walked around the scene where a 3-year-old boy fatally shot himself Friday with an unattended firearm and asked himself, "Why is this happening?" Nearly 24 children have been killed in shootings in the St. Louis metropolitan area so far this year. Page says he wants to look at public safety as a whole. He says it's unclear what a comprehensive plan might look like, but he added that the county cannot stand aside and hope it gets better. An audit has found that millions of dollars generated by a Kansas City area anti-drug and violence sales tax has been spent on unrelated expenses. The report released today found that the amount of revenue the 30-year-old combat sales tax was expected to generate was chronically underestimated starting in 2010. The extra money created a kind of slush fund that was used to pay for non-crime fighting related expenses, like a pedestrian trail. Jackson County Prosecutor Gene Peters Baker, who commissioned the audit, said that the money will now be used to address the crime and violence that's occurring in this county right now. County Executive Frank White's staff is reviewing the findings before commenting. The audit says White and his predecessor often approved the question spending by saying it was emergency status. State Senator John Rizzo says it's unlikely the Missouri General Assembly will pass stricter background checks for gun owners. But as Julie O'Donohue reports, the Democrat expects gun restrictions to be put directly in front of the voters eventually.
When Democrats can't get their proposals through the Missouri State House, they often end up as ballot initiatives. Rizzo says there's no reason to think gun restrictions will be any different over the next few years.
The background check thing is going to be something that is very similar to medical marijuana, very similar to Medicaid expansion. At some point, somebody outside of Missouri will put a bunch of money together, they will put it on the ballot, and it will pass.
The Democrat from Independence says it's frustrating Missouri voters have been willing to support Democratic ideas at the ballot box, but won't vote for the party's candidates. I'm Julie O'Donohue.
I'm Bill Finn, KBIA News, Columbia.